out of it. It was beautiful. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Let us pray. Gracious God, may we deeply realize the power and the depth of your love, that we might indeed know that you'll love us to the end and to a new beginning in a new life. Help us, O Lord, to trust in the power of your love as we learn over and over again how and what it means to love each other. Help us to do it in a way that demonstrates your love in our every action and our every word as we profess our faith and our love to each other. Help us, O Lord, to be your examples to the world, and that you indeed are the one whose love is divine and super and lasts forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Whenever Valentine's Day rolls around, I can't help but to think of a cartoon I saw many, many years ago. But it's a cartoon that shows a man in his apartment, standing in front of the front door, and on the door there is probably about 7 or 8 locks, all different kind of locks, deadbolts, ones with a little hinge, and it shows his face. He looks like he very smugly has turned the last lock, and he seems so content and secure, feeling that nobody is going to enter his world. He can be locked away from it all. And suddenly notice something down by his feet. Under the door, someone had slipped a Valentine that with a heart that simply said, "I love you." And isn't that the power of God's love? That indeed, nothing can keep God's love away from us. He thought he had tried so hard, and sometimes we all feel that way, that sometimes we're strangely afraid of love. That's too much trouble. It's too complicated. And besides, you always then take the risk of being hurt. But God's love is like an unexpected Valentine, always finding a way in, not allowing anything to stop it from its unconditional love. It can be rather surprising. Just like I'm sure the disciples were so surprised when suddenly Jesus got up, took the towel and the basin and began to wash their feet. They said, "No, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. You're the master. We need to wash your feet." But Jesus makes it clear that genuine, authentic love is willing to stoop down and serve one another. There's no room for pride. No room for feeling like somehow I'm superior or I deserve to be more loved. No, everyone needs to be washed. Everyone needs to be loved in order to love. And that's where we have St. Paul again, writing his letters the last few Sundays. He's writing to these stubborn Corinthians. They're so full of pride. And he tells them, as long as you fight among each other and boast over who's the best, you clearly are not serving Christ. And in turn, if you're allowing your quarrels to be the front and the foremost, you're not allowing God to nourish and make the church family grow and be healthy. And he sums it up so well when he says, "We are all God's servants. Working together, we are God's field, God's building." And isn't it love that gives us new hearts, new minds, new attitudes? The climax, of course, in this letter to the Corinthians, as most of you know, probably one of the most famous scripture passages is 1 Corinthians 13, which probably we turn to again and again. I don't know how many. I don't think I've ever hardly did a wedding without reading this Corinthians 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not seek out to hurt the other, but seeks the welfare of the other. Love does not count wrongs. Love is enduring. And so there's hope, faith, and love. But the greatest of these is love. We have to remember he wrote that not so much for a wedding, but for these Corinthians that just did not get it of what it means to love. Many of the Corinthians, I think, would be very happy today with Super Bowl. That's kind of their thing, and even during their whole gladiator thing that was going on there. And I suppose that we all need to be very hyped up over who's going to win a football game. But when you see these cans of soup, and especially hear about how the kids brought so much, and I saw them on Thursday and throughout the week, you realize, what is it that has lasting value? What is it that supersedes even a Super Bowl? Love. God's love. It's much more than a victory on a football field. And is it love from a Christian point of view? Always an action. Not just a noun or a feeling. It's an action. That's why I love the name Action for our food pantry. And I actually was telling Samantha I was there when we chose it. I've been around a long time. But when we came up with it, we wanted to be able to be clear that we put our faith into action. And I've seen it make such a difference in so many lives. I've heard, as I've gone there, people come up to me and say, God bless you. I know now God's love is real in your care for me. Yes, I know the need is never ending. And I suppose some of us would rather shut ourselves away from it all. You know, turn off the news altogether. Just completely ignore all the hurt and the pain of this world. Just lock ourselves away. But then don't we miss out of the opportunity to be loved as well. Like the old saying says, love is something, if you give it away, you always end up with more. Always love that song. And that's what Jesus shows us again and again and again. And that's why he asks us, or even really he commands us and his disciples, to follow his example and do what I have done for you. He knows that those who are, not only those who are served by our love are blessed, but that we are blessed in loving and serving. May we indeed demonstrate to a world that is hurting that there is this love that lasts forever, a love that nothing can take away from us, a love that always will keep us close and near to God, the divine love that always finds a way to get through. Amen. May indeed the love of Christ fill your hearts so it overflows and you're